Blog Talk Radio.
Man, Spiritual Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. This is also Blog Talk Radio, so therefore, sit back, tune in. We're going to have hopefully a good show, focusing, positive. I see we have some callers in the queue. That's great. Also, if you want to give a call in here and get a reading, give us a call at 646-721-9031. If you want to get a private reading, I do private readings at my home. I have a shop actually have a shop in Manitou Springs, Colorado at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. We do readings there too as well. And if you want to sit there and experience a private reading, please do so. Give us a call at 740-500-8863. And again, that number is 740-500-8863. You can also check us out on the web too through our website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Giving ideas, some details there on what we do, that kind of stuff. We also do parties. So if you're a person who has a charity and you're looking for people to be at this charity function, that kind of stuff, give us a call. We do charity functions for nothing. Well, actually, we do charity functions for no fee. We like doing those kind of things. If you're a person who has a party or would like to do a group reading or that kind of stuff, those are pretty well established. We like doing parties. Got some good rates. We only charge $150 per party. It doesn't matter how many people at the party. We do readings for everybody who wants to get a reading and that kind of stuff. So it's a really good format. We're also looking for sponsorship, and we're looking for new clients. We got some great specials going on for new clients and new sponsorship, too, as well. So give us a call at 740-500-8863, and let's work out something. And, you know, it's one of those situations that we get a lot of promos here on Blog Talk Radio, between, like, 10,000 promos a month. So, therefore, it would be a good and feasible thing, the idea of getting on as a sponsor so we can actually sponsor, you know, sponsor us in the process of advertising your products, services, or whatever they are. If you have a service, if you're a psychic and that kind of stuff, and you have a service, of course you do. And you want to get some more business and that kind of stuff with readings and clients and that kind of stuff, be glad to work with you. Just give us a call. We'll sit down and work out an arrangement. It'd be great. I'm pretty sure we can work out something really good for the both of us in a win-win kind of situation. Also, we just don't do readings. We also do chakra chantings and meditations and classes and that kind of stuff too as well. So therefore, give us a call. We do life coaching, and I guarantee you with some of the life coaching products and situations you see out there, I'm pretty sure we can definitely give you a whole lot better price. The idea is still giving you the same service. I'm not denouncing anybody out there and that kind of stuff, but we all know we have certain budgets and stuff that we work by, and I'm pretty sure we are people. When we do readings, parties, and that kind of stuff, yes, it's $150 a party. It's usually $30 a reading. We do life coaching, usually 90 minutes. They're actually $90 a session. When you look at the situations, right, life coaching sessions usually go between $150 and $90, but we can also work with people's budgets. So we'd love for people to give us a call, and the idea of sitting down and telling us what you've got to work with, and the idea we definitely can work with you. But we can't work with you unless you give us a call. So give us a call at 740-500-8863, and then sit down and work it out. Because we, you know, it's one of those things of teaching people, and that kind of stuff is our main thing to do. Readings are basically the main thing to do is the idea of giving information and direction, helping people in situations like that too. We also do life coaching, private readings, as in past lives, past life readings, past life regressions, palm readings. And, yes, we can do palm readings. Oh, the phone is one of those things of if you're a person that has Skype, then we can do a palm reading on Skype. We can also do parties and be there through Skype. We can do group readings and be there through Skype. We can do meditations, chakra chantings, classes, that kind of stuff. We can do those through Skype, too, as well. Okay, so therefore, keep that in mind, and we also give special rates for those, too, as well. So if you're interested in any of those things or getting a private reading after the show, just give us a call at 740-500-8863. If you're also a person who would like to be a sponsor for the show, also, just contact us after the show or whatever is feasible for you at 740-500-8863. Tonight we're doing readings and sessions and that kind of stuff, so if you want to take advantage of that too, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you're a person that is actually working, want to find some kind of technology, some subliminal CDs, or just something the idea of enhancing your meditation, then try and go to the websites. There's two websites that I go to from time to time. And one is called www.brainsync.com. That's subliminal. There are subliminal CDs. They also have MP3 downloads. Therefore, you can actually download it and be using it in 5 minutes. or you get or you can get the CDs themselves, whichever is feasible for you. But definitely check out these sites, because the technology that they have and that kind of stuff really can help enhance a lot of things within your soul, your meditations and that kind of thing too. You're trying to really connect with your spirit guides and that kind of thing. They have CDs and MP3 downloads that can actually help you with about anything you can think of. Okay, there's another company called www.hemisync.com. So, and the technology is basically, they have subliminal stuff too as well. But there's a HemiSync technology itself is basically, there's a tone underneath music or whatever you have going on that has a tendency that when the brain hears it, it actually enables both hemispheres to work together, which will give you intense focus and concentration. I've actually used this a couple of times when I looked on readings, and it seemed like the information and everything else seemed to flow a whole lot more and more detail and that kind of stuff. So I definitely have seen the differences in those things. So I can imagine if you're working on some things yourself, it would definitely really help you and accelerate what's going on. So give them a chance. Give them a shot. Check them out. That's www.brainsync.com and www.hemisync.com. We're also giving people specials. So if you want to do a reading after the show, give us a call and we'll give you an extra 10% off the regular price. So therefore, keep that in mind. It is $1 a minute, but we also work with people if they only have a certain amount to work with. Let us know, and we'll take 10% off that, too, as well. So, therefore, give us a call after the show and the sponsors and that kind of stuff. The number, again, is 740-500-8863. So, let's take a look at the situation. If you have any questions that you would like to ask today, don't hesitate. Ask the questions, and we will definitely try to give you the answers as clearly as possible, as quick as possible. So, keep that in mind. Because we like the idea of the situation. If you have any ideas or insights on, I feel like Atlantis in itself and just the ideal, you know, of Atlantis itself has seemed to change society and change the world. We actually have now, we actually have resorts, you know, that you can go visit based on Atlantis and that kind of stuff. So it's amazing how it's still influenced. And I think there was a point where Edgar Casey said that Atlantis itself would be coming to the surface around the end of the 60s. If you really look at the situation of how Atlantis has become more of a worldly, you know, thing you put in your conversations and stuff, you can definitely see that. So maybe it wasn't the idea of physical, maybe it was the idea of just in general how it's going to influence. So we're also giving some relationship insights to help you to a more successful love life too as well, and helping people understand what is it all about. Most people want to sit there and focus on the ideal of love. They don't want love. No, thank you. I'm sitting there going, are you stupid? And sometimes I got to sit there and tone it down a little bit, because the ideal of love itself, if you're a person that says, I don't want love in my life right now, you are kidding yourself, because you know something? You are love. The ideal of the spirit itself is why the ideal in the Bible, it talks about, God talks about the ideal of love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay? But realistically, in any kind of form in your life, you're loving yourself in some kind of form. Even if it's in a negative, you're still loving yourself. Because realistically, you can't do anything else otherwise. Okay? So everybody's looking for love. That's why we always say you need to look within yourself to find it. It's not the ideal that most people I know who said that they don't want love in their lives. It's the ideal they don't want to be put in situations where they have to express themselves because of what they've gone through. They don't realize these situations are learning situations in order how to express oneself again because of the suppressing you've been doing. Or maybe you had someone in your life who actually put you in situations where you're always being told to tone it down. I say, when are you going to stop letting those people still control your life? Even if they're not a part of your life, even if you don't want to have them a part of your life, you're fooling yourself. Because if you're still doing things because of what they taught you, they're still controlling your life. So what do you want to do? I'm sorry, guys, but you can't be happy until you let love in. You cannot truly be happy until you let love in, which will reawaken the love within yourself, which will also help you love yourself even more because of the person in your life. Everybody's so scared to death they're going to attract the wrong person, not realizing you're not looking at the situation for what it is. Why is this person in your life? Nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason. So keep that in mind too as well. People are in your life to teach you how to love yourself by what they do for themselves and the ideal. So therefore, if a person sits here, looks at you, and keeps basically focusing on you and how you can be the best you, maybe you should look at that person as something more than you think, and the ideal of even having more with that person. I think you should be opening up to that too as well. Because if you're sitting there, because people sit there and go, I'm not resisting anything. Really. If you are not free-flowing love, and you're sitting there saying, I don't want love in my life, you're resisting something. There's nothing else you can come, there's no other conclusion you can come up with. Because if you are love, then you are resisting you. So therefore, if you're looking at working on, you know, taking, you know, becoming more, looking at yourself in a more loving way, you're going to love somebody else because you're going to, you just, how, it's like putting in a situation, how can you describe love itself? You know, there's a certain feeling you feel when you're with somebody. You might feel more grounded. You might feel more in tune. You might just feel more comfortable with that person. You really should take a look at that connection. What is that all about? How come this is one person can actually, no matter what happens in situations and conversations and stuff, I can still be myself? Those are the things we have to take in consideration as we're looking for love itself. Stop. Well, first and foremost, what you're really looking for when it happened. I know for a fact, a certain situation I was in, I was just in a certain place and crossed paths with a person, and there we go. You know, we all have a certain tendency about ourselves and the idea of ego and control. But sometimes if you're very intuitive, you can see things before everybody else can. So therefore you can be, as some people would look at you, as controlling and pushy. Okay? Controlling and pushing. And it might be people looking at you in the idea of focusing and saying, well, I think you're focusing too much on ego and you're trying to force a situation or you're trying to push me into something. I've always said that you can't push anybody unless they're standing still, which means there's still a decision to be made somewhere along the line, or they wouldn't have that sense of being pushed. And sometimes it could be, you know, different variations. A person doesn't like being pushed because they don't want to make a decision. Some people feel like they're being pushed because they do have resistance up. Resistance means you have stopped and you're resisting what's coming at you or resisting what you're feeling or whatever. That's when you feel pushed. Or you're a person has a certain expectation of a certain thing that you want to do, so you're going to push a person away and say, no, thank you, because I don't want this right now. It's like looking at the life itself. Like we always say, everything happens for a reason. And when you start pushing people away in any kind of variation, you're actually stifling yourself from learning something about yourself. So take that in consideration too. Everything happens for a reason. So why is this person in your life? Why did God bring you two together? Because the fact is, He did. And if you don't follow this thing through and let down your resistance to let it be what it's going to be, are you ever really going to find out? Or will there always be that questioning within yourself? If you don't think, it's like for example, I've heard this before, I don't have time for love. Then you don't have time for yourself. That means right there you're giving unconditionally to everybody else. You're not doing the work for you. You're not doing anything for you because you think that's being selfish in some sense of the way. But realistically, it's a situation of a person not wanting to change. And every time I see a person resisting to change, usually know they should. There's something about something they've already been discussing within themselves and saying, yes, there are certain things I know that I should change. I should be more open. I know that I know for a fact. And it's kind of funny when people sit there and look at you and say things like that too as well. You know, hey, I know I should be more expressive. I know that certain things in my life, certain instances and situations where I've suppressed my feelings. And I know I need to let go of certain things and start expressing myself again. You know, people have a tendency to say, I don't want to get hurt again. Then you might as well move to another planet. Because, you know, when you sit here and look at the situation, most people, and I've had this before with people sitting here saying, you know, me personally, I'm not looking for love. I don't want a relationship, that kind of stuff. But when you sit there and look at them, the most confusing part about those situations is they are such contradictions. You know, you sit there and watch them go through situations where you know they for a fact they got hurt, or they're feeling something. They say they can't express themselves, but all you can see is they are expressing themselves in some sense of the word. So the idea of attracting someone in your life makes perfect sense, because if you're going to love anything, you know, you're going to attract. That's how we do the manifestation thing. That's what we always say, focus. You know, the word passion. What are you passionate about? If you're a person who's passionate, you're passionately saying, you know, nothing ever happens to me. Nothing ever good happens to me. And you're passionate about it, that passion or that negativity will attract that. If you're passionate about finding, you know, the truth in life, or you're passionate about finding that one person, you're passionate about finding love, you will. Because it's not the idea of finding, it's the idea of finding within yourself the notion to let go of the resistance, to have faith, and look at the situation as unfolding the way it is, because you manifested it. And the more you sit there and open yourself up to it, and the more you let down the resistance, the more you're going to find out why. If you're pushing everything away in favor of what you want your life to be, or you have a certain thing, I've seen this with women before, they want to go through a selfish period. They don't realize that if you're married and then you get divorced and you have that selfish period, when you sit there and look from the outside, you're just extending suppressing yourself. Because when you're married and you didn't make the notion to get out of marriage, when you had the realizations that you should, or the idea that most people refer to it as being in prison, most people don't realize that you created that prison. You made the decisions to marry that man or that woman. You made the decisions. Nobody else. You can sit there and say, hey, you know something? The situation was like this. I was pregnant. Okay, really, go look at the idea of single mothers, okay? So therefore, that doesn't work. Realistically, in those situations, actually, the way we always look at it is like this. No excuse is valid, because you're not looking at the truth. You're not looking at yourself. You're not looking at the whys. Did you make the decision to do these things? Because if you start looking at those whys, did you do this? Why did you get married? Why did you put yourself in a situation? There are answers. There are answers right there. By putting up the resistance, putting up walls and refusing to look at them, you're missing the answers. Even the idea of your spouses that you're still with, they are the answers. Okay, let's say you're with a guy and you think he should change. He doesn't. You know, look at the situation. Why doesn't he? Why does he not want to change? Because he doesn't feel like he has to. And that's the thing you have to look at. Is it more of a reflection back at you about what you should do and what you should learn about yourself? It's the same thing with guys. I've seen this situation too before, where they get into a situation, they get married, that kind of stuff, and they will look at the situation of how bad she is, how she does this, da 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 da. But you got to look at yourself and look at it for what it really is. What is it all about? Maybe you're a guy who married a woman because you felt like in some situation where she was at, you know, you feel like you could do better, so you want to save her. You have to look at that. Why do you feel like you have to save anybody? Realistically, it's looking back at yourself, thinking maybe I should take that energy and focus on saving myself. Then you can look at the ideal of marriage you're in and kind of thing like that, and how she's never appreciated anything you've ever done for her. But then again, she doesn't have to. That's the thing we don't understand. They don't have to do anything. Okay? So you sit there and look at the situation for what it really is. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. What are you seeing, man? What do you see about you, man, woman, whatever? Just look at yourself, man. Look. What are you going to learn today? If you do it every freaking day, sometimes people have actually saved marriages and realizing he doesn't need to change. I do. She doesn't need to change. I need to move on. So we see we have answers everywhere. It's just that when we put ourselves in resistance and suppression, we're actually missing out on the answers we're looking for because of the things we're pushing away. It's like if you meet somebody who comes into your life and you haven't really figured out why they're there, ask yourself in some ways, are you pushing them away in favor of something that you, some kind of expectation that you want? Maybe it's the idea of the kind of person you want to be with. Maybe it's the kind of things that you want to do before you actually get into a relationship. But you still have to look at the reason why this person is in your life. But if you're in the process of pushing them away, how can you find out? How can you have the realizations? How can you understand why God brought you together? Same as simple as that. Man or woman, also look at the situation of how it came together. Everybody's looking for one thing. They're looking for to have that, you know, have the significant one in their lives. Maybe you should go out and look around and ask people who are in great relationships, how did it happen? And you'll find that most people didn't do anything. They were living their lives. You know, one person might be sitting there working in a shop, having a great time, and then a person just walks in, cross paths. From the time they cross paths, it was a great connection. Person's working on, you know, like we have people out here too as well. When you have a guy who's playing guitar, another girl sits, a girl comes up and sits next to him, you know, right place, right time, didn't say nothing, just sat there and played music for a little bit, tried to have a conversation. Next thing you know, something happens. One of those things, back and forth. But if you have two people sitting there going, you know, hey, you know, I don't know why we came together, but just find out. And then at the same time, there's little bits and pieces of pushing them away because they're not really sure if they're not really sure this is what they want. But even that situation, if you don't open up completely and see what it's going to be about, that's one of the things I've seen the most before. So how, you know, when's this going to progress and go forward? Realistically, it's when you let go of it. Relationships have one thing. They already have direction. And when we try to sit there and try to control the direction, that's when the confusion sits in. If you just sit back and live it, the answers come a whole lot quicker. Spontaneous part you already have, synchronicity, the whole thing continues. It's always when you start thinking, bringing the mind into it, actually counteracts the ideal spiritual part. Spiritual part, you know, like it's been said that the heart itself has its own energy field, memories, and direction. And just like the brain has its own function, but they've also said the heart also has the same thing too as well. Now, if you look at the situation, those two organs seem to be the two main organs in our bodies. And it's actually been said if you look behind the heart itself, you will find the God essence, our connection to the spirit world, and the ideal of truth, and the ideal connection to other spirits, which has been said that's the thing that brings people together. The heart center, the essence behind the heart center, the combination of both of them together, magnets, of bringing two souls together, soulmates, twin flames, whatever, soul connections right there. Okay, so therefore, it's what we always say, let go and allow. You know, let go and let God, let go and just let it happen. Because when you let go, you'll start, when you honestly, hello. Okay. Little technical ditch, rich. I don't know what you want to call it, ditch. Anyway, well, the situation I'm saying is, it's the idea. I hate when that happens too, because it's like I lose my freaking concentration on the whole thing. You know, basically what I'm saying is, you can say what you want, guys. Love is it. When you look at your life, let's say you have a love for just certain things, acting, singing, professions, artists. These things are love. Now, if you're sitting there walking around going, I don't want a love relationship, I don't want to experience love, you experience love every freaking moment of your day. Everything that you love to do, you experience relationships on all kinds of levels, not with just people, there's situations, moments, opportunities, okay? And the idea of the situations have a tendency to always fold out in a very positive way, the more you put into it, the idea of the essence of love itself. You are love. You can't get past it. Don't even try. So when someone says, love is real, let it in, this means the ideal letting down the resistance to experience more of yourself, more of who you are. The people you attract into your life are mirrors of you. And if you're constantly attracting people into your life and crossing your paths and you're looking at situations and that kind of stuff, aren't you being a contradiction by saying you don't want it? No thanks? Those kind of things? Think about it. I get the impression people are just being themselves, of course, making decisions accordingly. All we're saying is, in the idea of your statements, before you can be honest with another, you have to be honest with yourself. And if you're sitting there saying, I don't want love in my life, the only conclusion you can come up with is you're lying to yourself, because you, as a spiritual entity, is pure love, pure energy. Okay? It's the human body and the idea of the auras and the chakras are basically having negative energy makes you think otherwise. But the spirit itself, that's what we always tell people, to focus on the center behind the heart, the God essence, to get yourself back in connection with you, to realize you've always been there, the love has always been there. And if you don't, like I said before, you're fooling yourself. Life will be a whole lot easier for you if you realize one thing, the ideal being in the flow is being in a pure energy of love itself. And that's you. You are love. So like I said before, if you're saying you don't want love in your life, like I said before, you're only denouncing yourself. You're lying to yourself. Any kind of situation of not being truthfully honest with yourself on any kind of level is lying. Some people like to have a tendency to go, well, as long as I don't say anything about it, it doesn't matter if you say it or not. See, we all are in a telepathic way. Most of us talk telepathically anyway, without even knowing it. So therefore, just because you don't say it, it doesn't mean a person doesn't know it. And on the purest connections with people and that kind of stuff, with people crossing your path, some people do have a tendency to get irritated with you very quickly because they don't like being lied to. Something they don't. It's like, realistically, I know in my situation, it's not the idea. I don't hate anybody, but it's you do get irritated. When it's not the idea of them lying to you, you realize that they're lying to themselves. And you wonder why they would do that to themselves in the first place, because of them being such great, honest people, well, awesome people. Why would you want to do that? And we usually trace it back to somebody else who has done, said something, did something to them that they can't let go of, that actually is created like a brick wall. And you're going, gosh, dude, just throw it down. Once you do that, or I'll do this, take the wall and imagine yourself spray painting it silver. And when you're done with the wall, you're looking at yourself. When you realize that you just spray painted the wall and turned it into a mirror, you also realize one thing too, you created the wall. So let it go, let it down. In the process of looking at that wall and knocking it down, you realize that significant person has always been in your life, is right there, has always been there. When you lie to yourself and you denounce and resist the whole situation, you don't see them. You don't see them for who they are. When they could be the one person you've always wanted to find, wanted to be with, any ideal, significant other, your twin flame, your soulmate. It's always been there the whole freaking time. But you were too busy resisting, telling yourself that you wasn't ready, or didn't know if you were ready or not. Not realizing the person has always been very expressive, which has always been reflecting back at you, that you should be expressive too. So therefore, if that's a reflection that's going on, the feelings that this person has for you, you've always had. You just wasn't allowing yourself to experience it because of all the experiences before then that is actually blocking the whole thing. I know. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Let's go to a caller. What do you say? Let's go to area code 317. Welcome to the show, 317. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Amanda. I'm from Indiana.
Indiana.
Yes.
So when is your birthday?
8/28/1979.
Okay, that was 8. Was it 8/29?
8/28/1979.
Okay. 8/28/1979. Okay. 8/28
means
you're a Virgo. Yes. So how can we help you tonight?
My brother is beating his dogs, so I called my mother about the situation, and she told him that he had mm-hmm. to have the dog out. Then he kept the dogs, and he just doesn't understand that beating a dog is not a good thing to do. I really don't mm-hmm. want to live with him anymore. I don't know how to get him out.
You don't know how to get him out?
Well, yeah, because they won't kick him out. And I'm taking care of him. I'm doing all I can to help him out. And it just seems like I'm the worst person in the world to him. And he always acts like the victim. And I'm at my root.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Sorry, we got cut off for a minute.
And I really don't know what to do. It's like he doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do in the process of things you don't want to do. Okay?
Okay.
I get the impression that it's like people do this all the time. They'll say, well, I don't know what to do. It's the one thing they won't allow themselves to do is the idea of taking it outside and the idea of calling the authorities and doing things like that.
Yeah.
It's not one of the easiest things to do. I had a lady I was talking to who had a pregnant daughter. And a guy and a son that was doing drugs in her house, and she's like, I don't know what to do. I hate to throw them out. I said, you're going to have to. How are they ever going to learn how to stand on their own 2 feet if you don't put them out there and put them out there to do just that? I mean, it's one of those things that people don't like to do. But the thing is, if this person was a total stranger doing the exact same thing, you would have no problem doing that. It's not any different. It's just no good.
Well, he has anger issues, and he takes it out, and he's destroyed my desk before, and he's put holes in the walls, and I know he needs help.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get the impression that it's one of those situations, in order for a person to get any kind of help, it's the idea of I guess making the decision to look at it. Like I said before, it's like when they call the cops. People go, well, it's my family. What makes a difference? You know, like I said before, if it was a total stranger, you didn't know who this person was and they were doing the exact same things, you wouldn't hesitate. And it's one of those things, the only reason you're hesitating because it's a person you know. And the idea of how you feel, and you don't want people to look at you as a mean person. I just look at the idea you're not a mean person. You're just basically doing what you have to do because of a person won't stop doing what he's doing and there's nobody else that can really follow through with any kind of help anyway, too, as well. When I look at the situation, it just looks at things going, take it to the next level. It's like looking at the justice card, okay? It's the idea of looking at things as fair and just and making a decision, which is for you. You know, look at the situation, see how it resonates with you. The justice card also says, do what you know is right. Stand up for your beliefs. And when you sit there and refuse this, and you refuse to let him do what he's doing, not only is he disrespecting you, you're disrespecting yourself because you're allowing it to happen. And it's the justice card. It also has a number of 8 on it, which means this will continue forever. So be a person, you know, it just says take a leap of faith. Your dream is peace and quiet. It shows in the ideal following through of intervention from the law and that kind of stuff. It does show unexpected opportunities, but they're positive ones. And that's the thing you got to keep in consideration, too. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And if you get a chance, call back in from time to time.
All right. I will do that. Okay.
And thank you again for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. We're having a great time tonight, so therefore, if you want to give a call in and join the excitement, please do so at 646-721-9031. We always like to tell people, if you're not going to listen, don't call in here, okay? You know, it's like this. Call in, get your questions, and get a reading. That's great. But when someone's talking and having a, you know, sharing things with you, I guarantee you, you should be listening if you're here. Because everything is pertaining to you. A lot of people say and talk about, I don't want to hear about your personal stuff, and then blah, 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 blah. You know, so I don't care. We didn't call you. You called us. So therefore, listen to everything we say. It's actually been said by some of my... Hey, you know, what's up? Yeah. I was listening to that guy's show, and I thought he was just rambling on until it happened to me, and I realized everything he just said described the situation that I was in. And if I would have listened more closely, I think I could have had a better outcome. But I realized that later on, some of the things that have been said did happen, and also the ideal was just in a casual conversation. So the ideal, you know, answers you're looking for, it's like we've had people call on the show and say, hey, you know, I've been waiting for 20 minutes. Okay. But there's also something going on with the show, conversations, communication, talking to each other and that kind of stuff, doing things this and you know. And it was just like crazy because of what was going on. There was messages coming always, and I've had people come on here, waited an hour just to come on the show and said, hey, I was listening to your show as I was waiting to come on here to get my questions. And you answered all my questions for me before I even got on the show. And you gave some great advice that also helped me with the direction I needed to. So, when you look at the situation, okay, answers are everywhere. Signs are everywhere. So keep that in mind, too, as well. As you're waiting, what you hear could be the answers that you bet you've been looking for. So keep it up. Sometimes I just don't get in the mood for this freaking you know, the signal and everything else should be a whole lot clearer than it is. Can't figure out why it's not. But I hope you hear everything I say because we're trying to sit there and do it the right way. And we're going to change this crap and find the case code of us in the eye of the picture. Hello. I'm sitting there looking at some situations, the ideal focusing on life itself. How can we make life easier? I think we can make life easier if we would stop listening to other people. In the truest sense, you know, people have a tendency to give us advice basically based on, you know, hey, if I was you, this really, think about that for a moment, but us. And as I'm sitting here focusing on things, it's not the idea of passing judgment on people. If you sit here and look at me going, well, you're passing judgment on me and saying this and any other. Just look at the situation. What is the difference between judging somebody and stating a fact? Perception. I consider and say, hey, you know something? I think you've been in this situation way too long, and this is what's going on, it's not the ideal judging one somebody saying, no, it's a feeling you get. Looking at someone's life and you're saying, okay, I keep getting a message that keeps saying, let go of everything that you think is going to help you. And start looking at the situation and perception. You know, most people have a good intuition. It's the idea of looking at those moments when you listen to your intuition and how it felt. And then ask yourself on the decisions you're making now, do you feel that feeling? Because people sit there and go, hey, you know, I'm really confused about this situation. Okay, if you're confused, most people are confused because they can't understand why they're not getting any information on what to do. Not realizing the reason you're not getting information is because you're not supposed to do anything. Just be, live your life. We're not saying sit around and do nothing. What we're saying is, what was you supposed to be doing today? My guide said this. I'm looking at a situation, and I'm sitting there going, the answer hasn't come to pass yet. Why is it not? They said, because you haven't let go of it. So my situations are based on experiences, okay? So here is a situation where nothing's happening again. And then they come back again and say, oh, you haven't let go of it. Thinking just because I'm sitting around doing nothing that I've let go of it, not realizing your mind is still going, you're still thinking, you're still going over, head over heels and the idea of crossing and that kind of thing. Even the idea of asking yourself, how could I make this happen? Okay, you have to come to a point where you've already asked the questions, you've already put things out there, seeds well planted, where you can, you just unconditionally just let go and have faith that what you've put out there, the intentions and that kind of stuff, are going to basically net you what you are wanting, the outcome kind of stuff. You know, I sit and work with a lot of people and friends and that kind of stuff, and I look at the situations of these people going, hey, you know something? You're hanging on to the situation way too long. Now, most people sit and go, you're judging me because you're thinking I'm staying here for a reason. Well, realistically, if you think about it, you just answer, you just sit there and say it yourself. Why are you staying there? What is the reason? You know, it's one of those things of experience, I guess, when you look at things and go, okay, I was in your situation where I thought, if I hang on to this, the logical thing says, don't burn bridges. But the spiritual thing will come back and say, but didn't you build that bridge? The person that you had the bridge with, didn't you both build that bridge? So therefore, in the process of moving forward, I mean, we'll put it like this, like looking at a roadmap. See all those bridges you crossed? You're going from Kentucky to Tennessee, and then you're going to Florida. You crossed a lot of bridges. Okay, just because you don't use those bridges anymore, did you burn them? Will they always be there? And if they're not there, don't you have the ability to rebuild those bridges if they need to be? I mean, if you got a person on the other side that's going to be resentful in any kind of form of that will refuse to rebuild that bridge with you, is it really somebody you really want to have in your life? Is it a situation, an opportunity, a company, whatever it is? Do you really want that person in your life or that situation or that company that will sit there and, in that situation, pass judgment on you because you made a decision of what was good for you and you moved on? Aren't they being resentful and judgmental and hanging on to that situation? Gone and over with, it's no longer existing. These are the things we think about, yeah. So think about it. Bridges. And ask yourself another question, why are you hanging on the bridges? Why are you hanging on anything? The message was, let go of everything that is in your life right now in the ideal of clearing the path to a situation that you want now. Everything that you hang on to is basically obstruction in the way of what you say you want. So take a look at the situation for what it is and realize one thing. Every decision you made in your life, you made. So therefore, for every decision you made that's creating a block, didn't you also create the block? So focus and say, okay, enough is enough. I'm frustrated. Take a look at all the things I have to do. And that's what I'm saying very clearly. Look at all the things that you have to do. If you're in a situation where you have to do anything, or you feel like you need to do something. Things we consider making decisions in fear. Making decisions in fear always have, or they just create more frustration because they're not netting you what you wanted. They're not getting where you want to be, which actually stifles the idea of getting to know who you are. Because as we take each step in life, we also learn more about ourselves. Through each person, situation, opportunity, everything that crosses our path is teaching us about ourselves. If we sit there and look at anybody and everybody else, how bad they are and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of looking at these situations and realizing one thing, okay? I'm going through a freaking eviction because of some lady who wants this situation, wants this property for some other reason, and wants to do something else with it. Not taking any kind of consideration of the people, situations, and that kind of stuff, she could really care less. Okay, ask yourself, do you want to be associated with those kind of people? Because that's what it's pointing out to you. Say you're with a company and there are certain people that are just irritating the hell out of you. They're representations of how much you're irritating the hell out of yourself. And ask yourself, why would I do that to myself? Well, you can only come up with one conclusion, that you are doing those things. So therefore, here's an opportunity by what's being presented to you to correct the situation. What do you want? What kind of environment do you want to exist in? What kind of environment do you want around you? Do you want to be, if you say you want to be a serene, peaceful person, this person is just basically not, most people look at the situation going, okay, hey, you know, I can be quiet, I can comply, I can, you know, as long as I go along with the thing, she doesn't give me these freaking faces. I've had situations with guys, too. They're going, this one guy is always on my case about everything and anything. Instead of trying to figure out and look at the thing going, there has to be a solution to where he will stop doing that or she'll stop doing that. Let's get real. They're not the problem. They're pointing out the problem we have within ourselves, that we're not happy. And most people that are in controlling situations, okay, sometimes it has a tendency to reflect that you're not really taking control of your life. You're not taking the reins to your life. You're thinking that all these little variables is going to lead to a positive outcome. But let's realize the situation. How can they lead to positive outcomes? Because they're negative situations. They're still pointing out the frustration. We have frustration. We don't like where we're at. We don't like what we're doing. Okay, so let's take it back a notch and go, okay, why are we there? Most people in situations of companies and self-employment and that kind of stuff, they have an agenda. And they think money is going to solve it for them. Okay, most people think about, well, if I have this sum of money, then I can get myself to where I want. Not realizing the sign is, in order to get the outcome you want, first and foremost, put the intentions out there, this is the outcome I want. And let the universe, the God and the universe, the angels, lead you to the solutions. And stop thinking you found the solution, because if you found the solution, see, this is how it works, okay? When you find solutions to problems, they usually solve the problem. Not tomorrow. They solve it today, okay? So let's take a step back and look at it even more. Why are we still keeping ourselves in the situation? Is it because we feel like this is the solution? Okay? We're still looking at this is this external thing. It's going to solve everything. External means you're thinking outside yourself, not realizing, are you really focused on within yourself and the ideal of that solution? It's in you, okay? Because if you're, we'll put it center going, I hope this happens. Or it'd be great if I got this big sum of money that I could change things. Those are statements that you got to take a look at and say, okay, if I took a look inside myself and took a look at the things I need to change, it would change the outcome and change the outer world. So therefore, the solutions would come to me a whole lot quicker. And the idea of realization and realizing every time I do anything that I'm frustrated about, angry about, not happy about, they're just reminding me of where I don't want to be. And when you start thinking about this is not where I want to be at, you can only come up with one conclusion. There has to be a solution that gets me out of here now. So what is it? Again, we have to look within ourselves. Okay, angels, ask the questions and details. I want to leave now. there's a certain place that I want to be at now. So how could I do that? Because the situation I'm in now, it's getting harder and harder every day to find something to be grateful about. Okay? So how could I get myself to a situation, a place, environment, where I could be happy every freaking day? And then the angels are probably going to say, well, look at the situation you're in now. Are you hanging on to this because you're fearful that you won't be successful where you're going, even though it's one of the places you want to be at? Sometimes in situations, I've seen this before with relationships and kind of like this. I had a guy friend of mine who was trying to help his wife in the process of transition because he was leaving. And he felt like if he focused on helping her, you know, she would get the realization and realize this is what's going to happen. But also at the same time, he was hoping that she would just leave, make it easier on him, so he wouldn't do what he had to do. But his angels come up saying to him, no, you're going to have to make the decision here. And you're going to have to go forward because now it's time to initiate your plans. In the process of initiating your plan, this is not going to be one of those situations where it's going to be something where you go, well, I got to wait for certain things to fall into place. It's like looking at a chess game. Okay, when you play chess, the pieces are not going to move for you. You're going to make a decision to move those pieces, which will lead you slowly as you go through each one of those blocks to get to the outcome that you want, which is the idea of winning, the idea of being the person who's victory. As you get this victory, it puts you in a place where you want to be at, in the ideal of your life, where you feel like you could actually be. Okay, so you look at the situation, right? That's what he was looking at, okay? I want to go to a certain place. He knew for a fact if he went to this certain place that he would be successful, which he'd been there before. And there was just something about that place that just made him feel grounded, and like he really knew he could actually get ahead in his life. And it was just the idea, how do you get there? And he realized that it wasn't the woman. It wasn't his mother. It was him, because he was looking for ways to make the situation he was in more comfortable until he felt like the opportunity was going to come, I was going to leave. He didn't realize until he actually let go of the whole thing. That's when the opportunity came to him. But he felt like he had to hang on to everything. See, the thing is, when you hang on to everything, you're not clearing a path for the solution you want. And that's why they always say that. Archangel Michael's one good for that one. He's like the ideal, take the sword and cut the cords. Cut all the connections. Let go of everything now. Once you do that, you're in a state of letting go. If you're still thinking or doing anything in any kind of process, you still haven't let it go completely because you're still thinking you got to do something. No, there has to be a point of getting to the point of saying, let go. Just have the faith that in the intentions you sent out to the universe and God and the idea of what you want, where you want to be at, how you want your life to be, you have to have faith in those intentions and let go now so they can unfold right now. Everything happens in the now. Not next week, not next month. Everything happens now. You know? So look at the situation where you're at, that kind of thing. The friend of mine, as soon as he let go and just stopped worrying about everything else, he let go of everything. Next thing you know, the opportunity came along. It wasn't anything he had to do, as in just letting go. And all of a sudden he realized the intentions. He said he wanted to, you know, he was focusing on money, focusing on the opportunity, and the idea to be, and the opportunities to be where he wanted to be at. And the process of letting go, it was something as close as his family that he didn't really trust, didn't think they would understand. But see, the point was, they didn't need to. They were the... Well, thank you. They were the answer. Sorry. Had to get a drink, man. No, they were the answer. They were the answer. The one source that he didn't think would be the source actually gave him the money, the opportunity, the transportation, and everything he needed to get where he wanted to be at. Okay, so solutions. Sometimes we're so fixated on our expectations of how we think things should be at, we're not allowing the universe to actually give us, direct us, guide us, give us a peace of mind to actually let go so that all those things can happen and fall into place. So therefore, keep it in mind. It's going to be great, fantastic, awesome. So let's take a break and let us play a song for a minute while we're sitting here focusing on the next sequence to our show. So we'll be right back. If you just tuned in, this is Psychic X Journey Man, and this is my show, Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. We call this a Spiritual Roundtable. So therefore, if you have any questions, that kind of stuff, after we get back from the break, we'll be doing some radio shows. I'm sorry. We'll be doing some readings and answering some questions. So if you want to call in, please do so at 646-721-9031. We'll be right back after this nice little song from Journey called City of Angels. So be right back.
City of the Angels. City of the Angels.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? We're back. This is Psychic X. This is Psychic X Journey Man. This is my show, Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. actually trying to change it. So actually Psychic X-Journey Man and Christina Insights. We do a round table, spiritual round table. So if you have any questions about anything, it doesn't always have to pertain to readings and stuff like that. We like to hear other people's opinions. We've been talking about relationships and that kind of stuff and the ideal resistance. Personally, I think sometimes with resistance, too, people don't realize in the ideal telling somebody, I'm not being resistant, is actually a sign of resistance. You know, we talk about, and I've also seen people do this, too, they're like, I respect you, and the idea of resistance, I'm not being resistant to you at all. And also the same person who says I'm not being resistant also has a tendency to realize perception's everything. So when you look at a situation, if you listen to everything that's ever been said and done, you realize that's why I look at resistance or the ideal of saying I'm not being resistant as being resistant. Because if it is based on perception, then to come back out and say, well, no, I'm not being resistant, the person who actually had made the statement that would be considered, well, even the ideal of saying, well, you're being resistant, is just a person's perception. So why did they go and say something negative? Saying, no, 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 no. And it's just not the ideal of saying. It's also the ideal to say how they reacted and that kind of stuff, too, as well. If there's a little bit of defense in there, then it's, again, resistance. So don't run away from things that exist. So there's something within you, the situation, that in some ways they're resisting, and the idea of resisting is running away from. All we're trying to do is point out, listen to yourself, and just ask yourself the questions. You know, why did I get defensive? Why did I do anything in the process of someone just giving an opinion? Sometimes when you look within yourself, you'll start realizing maybe what they were talking about was a little bit more closer to the truth than you're allowing yourself to admit. And if you are people, there's men and women who have a tendency to suppress feelings and that kind of stuff, how can you not look at the situation? And you're being resistant because, you know, along your life, you have suppressed your feelings. You've been taught how to suppress your feelings. So therefore, it's got to be part of part of the learning process of changing because you don't want to do that anymore. Just look at people who cross your paths because they're crossing your path for some reason. If you've been around a person for very long and you can't figure it out, you think about it. Realizations happen quick. If you connected with somebody where everything was spontaneous and synchronicitous, and then you look at the situation, who's the one causing the resistance? Okay, if you're taking yourself out of the equation every time, then you're not looking at the truth of you. So therefore, keep it up. But then just look at yourself, go, am I resisting the ideal? What is this all about? Okay, so check it out. Let's go and check out some people who just came in the queue and see what's up with you. Let's go to this, let's go to area code 541. Welcome to the show, 541. What is your name and where are you from?
Hey, hi, this is Anna from Oregon. I just tuned in, so I don't know what the subject that you're talking about, if you are on a subject, but I'm just wondering about, I just found out my close friend and soulmate has cancer, and I'm just kind of a little bit bummed out. He just found out Monday. He went to the emergency room, and we were messaging Monday night, and he hasn't really told me. I asked him, you know, so what are the doctors saying, and he messaged me, but he said, we'll talk later, and then I saw on Facebook some messages he sent to other people saying that it doesn't look good, 6 months and probably not even a year that he's gotten. He hasn't even told me this yet. So I'm just wondering if that's what his prognosis, is that his reality, or is he just accepting, is he really accepting that, or can Phoenix Tears help him? You know, just more what are his real journey coming down the pike, you know? I don't want him just buying into something because the doctor said so and it's not really the truth. You know, it could be different for him, or is he checking out?
Mm-hmm. See, the one thing that people have to realize with doctors on those kind of levels, I don't think they have the right to really give you a time. Because it's based on reality. I call it based on logic. And it's not based on human spirit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this before. I said, dude, you know something? First and foremost, you don't believe in psychics, but here you are predicting. So you're a contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, I think about it like this all the time, where I look at people going, you know something? Realistically, in the real realm of truth, you're a liar. Because you're sitting there saying, okay, based on this, this is what's going to happen to you. But they kind of take the you out of it. They're not really focusing on you. They're focusing on facts, books, and that kind of stuff. And I feel like, and the first thing that came to me on this situation was the idea that, what is his reality? What is reality?
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we actually focus. I'm just saying, we create our lives. And when you look at the situation of this person, okay, now I have a girlfriend who sits here and says, hey, you know something? When you look at these situations, it's kind of hard to say anything. And I think we should be very real about these situations, but in a very positive way. Okay? You're sitting there talking about how it feels with you. And I feel like when you're in a situation like this, a person should surround themselves with the most positive people, not the ones that are going to bring you down even further. And that's the first thing came to me that you can do is don't feed into what you even heard. Focus on the idea of this person. And the idea of, is it possible? This one, we hear, this is funny, too. We hear today about people beating cancer and that kind of stuff, but the very first thing we go to is a negative side, which we should have an example of, okay? And the thing I get exposed to for a year to 6 months, you don't like to give advice to people that you don't really get the concept. The negative part will actually bring it down. I guess that's one of the reasons why I have such a hard time with doctors. Because here they are, and this, the reason I say this, okay, is because
wait, you're breaking up. You're gone. I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me, but I've got nothing. You are.
Hello,
I can hear you now. Yeah, now I got you. Right.
Okay.
I put the computer back on to see if you're talking.
No, but what I was saying before was the reason I have a hard time with the situation is because I've seen what do you call those things? I have seen them do studies. That's what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
They've done studies on the idea of how the power of suggestion can actually change a person's perception. So the idea of telling somebody only got 6 months to a year to live, I think that's irresponsible because they should look at the situation and go, just leave it out of the equation. Unless that doctor knows exactly that that person is going to die and consider and tell you that they're gonna, your life's going to be cut short, I don't think they have the right to say that. That's what I'm saying. It's like bigger companies are just saying.
I agree. You know, and that I saw him post that saying to me that he's, you know, putting into his subconscious that he's going to die and that's it. Whereas the day before when we were talking, he said, I'm just beginning to fight. And it's like, well, that's not a fight if you're surrendering to what the prognosis is, you know. So I sent him information about Phoenix Tears, and then he wrote back, don't inundate me, because I always send him stuff. And I said, you know, nobody's going to send you cutting-edge stuff like I do, you know, because he's saying, well, other people are sending me stuff too, so don't overload me, you know. But it's like, if you don't want to hear something that's going to help you, you know, I mean, am I wasting my time trying to get him, or, you know, or is he really going to grab hold of the Phoenix Tears and give it a really good shot? Because that's probably his only chance. It's like, you know, because going through chemo with pancreatic cancer that's metastasized is, you know, not likely, you know.
No,
but Phoenix,
yeah, it's one of those situations. That's one thing I got with him, too, was the idea of definitely do not do chemo, because when you look at, I was telling a friend about head cancer, and she says one thing doctors won't tell you is the rate of people who die who do chemo, which is actually higher.
My mother died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you say alternatives, he should listen to you, because the idea, I mean, maybe the one thing you're talking about, alternative, might not work, but it opens his mind to the possibilities instead of looking at, because I always say, don't surrender to the diagnosis, surrender to the ideal of focusing on perfect health. Because realistically, there's something that's invaded his mind, which has actually created this physical malady and the negativity and certain things he's suppressed and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, he has a lot of disease in his body, a whole bunch of different things he's been going through, but, you know, for years. So, but
I'm just saying,
yeah,
one thing I would say to you, one thing I would say to you too is when you send him stuff and he gets belligerent like that, I would come back and you let him have it and say, you know something, I'm going to send these things to you because you know this is who I am, this is what I do, being myself, and I'm not going to stop today or tomorrow just because you're having a tough time with a situation, and maybe you should take in consideration, why am I sending these things to you? Because everything happens for a reason, and I'm doing this for a reason.
Yeah.
I feel like there's people around him
and
that are sending him stuff.
I'm doing it because I've done research for him a lot, you know. And I've sent him links to things hoping that he would actually take the time to look at it, and half the time he doesn't, you know, and it could be the one thing that he needs to hear, you know, that it's so big that he's just not, he's too overwhelmed to do it, you know. But he's got to be open enough to receive, you know, have his intuition pick on the right one to open, you know, and follow it through.
Yeah.
You know. So that's where I'm just questioning. Is he open to saving his life, or is he just, you know, really choosing to check out? You know, I mean, consciously he's not choosing to check out, but on an unconscious level, is his soul saying, you know, my body is falling apart and I need a new one, you know? But he's got a, you know, 27-year-old son, and he's, you know, he's been separated from his wife and was ready to divorce her by this summer and started a whole new life, and all of a sudden now he's dying, you know? It's like, what's that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the point is, see, the thing I'm saying is that the one thing that would save his life is the idea to keep going through the goals and these things that he's already set for him to do, because it takes his mind off of it. If he's going to focus on it, it's like, I mean, I can see, but it's like when I sit here and, you know, like the soul will say, hey, you know, the body's falling apart, so it's something to check out. Actually, what I hear is it keeps saying, if you want a new body, then create one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the idea of him not wanting to listen to anybody, and the idea he thinks, you know, he thinks he's listening to himself, but he's actually listening to the ego, and he's putting too much into the whole thing. And I get the impression with him is the idea of changing perception changes the outcome, and the idea of not just his life and that kind of stuff, but everything else. Because that was kind of funny, because I was actually talking to a lady who said she's not going to get divorced from her husband now because he's sick, not realizing that maybe the reason he's sick is because they need to end this marriage and they need to end this negativity. And now they're going to sit there and they create this ailment, and now they're going to use it as an excuse to stay together. And I think it's kind of funny. People might think this might be a mean thing, but I think that the guy was having stomach problems and that kind of stuff was because he wasn't listening. He was a negative person. He was creating all these mean things and doing things to this other person. In the process of doing that, he created stomach problems, and the stomach problems were telling him it's time to change your life. I saw a guy it was an article I read years ago. It was in a muscle fitness magazine about a guy who got cancer. Instead of sitting there looking at the idea he had cancer, he started looking at his body wasn't healthy. So therefore, he started correcting his eating habits and working out and all that kind of stuff, and started making his body more healthy. And he was also a person. He was also a person diagnosed that he'd only have 6 months to a year to live. When I read the article, the article had been written 6 years after he was diagnosed with cancer, and he was actually the one writing the article. And he said by changing things and refusing to listen and look at the situation of making his body more healthy, he actually was able to get rid of cancer and that kind of stuff. And it was one of those things. But it was one of those things where a person was open-minded, and, you know, what he did was, how we put this, Dr. Wayne Dreyer says this, keep your mind open to everything and attached to nothing. So therefore, it's always easier to obtain the solution. Because we already know what the problem is, but most people want to focus on the problem thinking there's a solution.
Right.
That's right. Like focusing on a rock and going, up, you move. But, you know,
right.
It's one of those things. Because my co-hosts, I like the things we talk about the most, we're talking about hope. And we feel like hope is something that's empty. Until you actually put some faith behind it, it doesn't do anything. We've heard people say this before, I hope it happens. And all you can hear is the whining noise, the whininess in their voices, I hope it happens.
They're not standing in it.
It's the same thing with witches and intuitions. Things really work unless there's behind it. That's why I told a friend of mine, I have affirmations all over the walls, but if I don't have faith in what I'm reading, to actually reconnect with it.
Oh, you faded out again. I don't know if you can hear me, but you're gone. Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, there you are.
Hello.
You keep coming in and out. That was a long one.
Well, it was kind of funny because I was cut off the radio show before my phone cut me off. I'm like, what the heck? We've been having some major windstorms here, too. So. No, I'm just saying, we're sitting there going over a lot of things and that kind of stuff. And I'm just saying, the one thing to take out of the equation is all the negative people. And it seemed like, you know, I'm just saying, hope, you know, wishes. If you put faith behind those, because I've told my friend, I said, do it this way. I hope it happens. But if you say it like this, you know, I have faith and hope, you just gave strength to the whole statement. The same thing with wishes. I have a tendency to look at things and go, okay, it's the idea of having conviction, okay? Like when I focus on, sometimes I get angry. I'm going, you know something? I deserve a $2,500 weekly income because I'm good at what I do. Some people will sit there and go, I hope I get $2,500. I'm kind of good at what I do. And they don't realize the things that come out of your mouth are working against you. I mean, I've had people sit there and talk about so many freaking things where you're like, we had a lady on the show a couple weeks ago, and I asked her, I said, okay, if you could do anything you want to do in your whole life that you're passionate and you love, what would it be? And she goes, well, I like to be an artist and go down to the freaking ocean and paint. But that's unrealistic. I said, no, hold up. I said, you see, you're already denouncing yourself before you even get there. I said, but that's your passion, and you're asking me a question, how can I correct my life? And I said, you can correct your life by focusing on your passions. Because I always tell people flat out, if you're sitting there saying, I need to do this or I have to do this, you're making a decision in fear. Anytime you make a decision in fear, there's always a negative outcome. So if you sit and go, okay, what do I really want to do? What am I really passionate about? How do I think I can correct this situation in a very positive way? Because like we said, like with the cancer, I mean, seriously, if you got a doctor who's constantly looking at you in a certain way, who's looking at you that just keeps fueling the idea you're going to die, don't you think it's the best thing to do is find another doctor?
Yeah.
Well,
I have a friend who had breast cancer, and here in Oregon, the doctors were saying she had 3 months to live. And luckily, she never heard that, but the other people who were supporting her there did hear that. And my spiritual teacher sent her to New York to a doctor there that she went in for mastectomy, and she ended up having both breasts taken, and it saved her life, and she lived another 6 years. You know, so, and here they were going to just, they were chalking her off at 3 months. So I believe anything is possible. I just don't know if I can get to his mind for him to open up to possibility.
Okay. No, the one thing I would like to sit there and voice about that one is, it's just be yourself. Be who you are. Give them the information. But, you know, the idea of trying to do anything here, it's something.
Yeah.
It's a realization zone. And sometimes the hardest thing to do, I know this for a fact, having kids, you give them advice, and then you have a tendency to go out and wreck a car and kill themselves, and we want to sit there and we blame ourselves and say we didn't do enough. When we have to sort of look at the situation of an adult who made a decision, the only reason we're taking it more personal than usual is because it's somebody we know. But, you know, we have a tendency to let go of people very easily in the process of that whole thing. And I was at the first part of the show, we were talking about people in marriages and that kind of stuff, how they have a tendency to stick around to help the other one deal with the situation before they take off and leave, not realizing maybe they're never going to get that realization until you leave. You can't make anybody do anything. All you can do is follow your own guidance. You know, look at the situation and the things that you got to do for yourself, because it's like, even you, with your friend, the idea of learning the situation here is like, okay, not that the guy that never listens to anything, it's the idea that when you give him advice, don't sit there and think, he never takes my advice anyway, so why should I even do this? Do what you've been doing. Just keep giving it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
I won't bring it. I'm not going to stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also being very verbal. You know, like I said, when I say be yourself, I'm saying when people say things to you like that, put them in their place. Because we have a tendency to do one thing. When a person is ill or sick, we stop being ourselves in some ways because they're in a bad situation. We don't realize the more positive and the more we remain being ourselves could actually be the catalyst to motivate them to do what we think they should be doing with their lives, because we are staying who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel so. Believe me, I've had situations too. I told people flat out, you know something, you want me to stop being this way? I'm going through this. Get over it. So what? You are going through something. But if I can't be, I can't be supportive if I have to be on the same level as you are.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to have to strive for? What are you going to have to strive for to get yourself out of the situation?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. You got to maintain who you are, the strength that you have. So they'll tap into their own strengths and look at the situation. It's just another moment to learn something about themselves. Maybe the idea of tapping in their own power. Because this person, no matter how much his body, it doesn't matter how riddled his body is, his spirit has never been touched. That's
yeah.
What power is.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm just contemplating now the reason that we met and the impact that I've had on his life since we have met. It's been a little over a year, but it's been a year, October. And so much of what I have, just being me, has shown him to be more positive and to create different outcomes, you know, and sometimes he kicks and fights, but then he comes back and, you know, he expands.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just part of it. You know, there's a reason that I came into his life now. You know, even if we're not going to be together as a couple, because I think that's not going to happen anymore, where I was hoping for it all last year, but, you know, he's seeing somebody. I mean, we live in two different states, so, you know, there's 1,000 miles between us, and he started another relationship with somebody down there, and, you know, he wants somebody there, and it's just, that's reality. But that doesn't make me stop caring, you know.
That's true, too, sweetie, but you got to realize one thing, okay? In situations like this, these are the times we actually find out who our real friends and who the people that really should be in our lives is. So don't sit there and denounce yourself and say you can't have those things right now. See, that's just like focusing on, that's a negative thought in its own self, and the idea of what they told him about how long he has to live. I think it's one of those situations that once he gets in the right mindset, the idea of his life is going to change. And the idea of the situation between the two of you, I wouldn't sit there and dismiss that just yet because of what's going on at this moment. See, a lot of times we sit here and look at these situations and we're judging the future and what's going on now. But we don't realize what's happening. Like,
I had already come to the conclusion that we weren't going to be together. So, and if that changes, that changes. But it, for the last maybe 2-3 months, I've kind of let go of that and just maintained the friendship. It just shifted. It's still close, but we're just not as interactive as we were when we were talking every day.
Well, that's the thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You want to talk about reality here? You've got to look at the situation, what kind of relationship you have. The one thing I hate about a lot of people going, this is maintain a friendship, I'll stop. You cannot maintain something within a relationship. You can't control a relationship. It's going to go where it's going to go, and it always has. It's your job to let go of the situation. So to say, hey, we'll just be friends right now. Well, how can you do that when you guys are so much more?
Mm-hmm.
One of the situations like this will help him realize that. And I'm saying, when you talk to him and that kind of thing, I think people should hang on to their expectations because, I have a situation with a person right now that I really care about a lot and who has a tendency, when you look at things and how they fall into place and how, people would sit and go, something cannot happen or maybe won't happen. I sit there and have to do one thing. My guidance tells me otherwise, and I have to focus on that because it's like looking at something and going, okay, this is a person I see myself with the rest of my life. And it's so strong, and it's so vivid, and it's so real that you can't dismiss it. Even when the other person, I don't see that. You got to sit there and go, no, I'm sorry. Because you have to maintain that. Because most people are feeding into resistance, and or whatever's resistance, issues, insecurities, whatever. And what you're doing is you're focusing on your strength. Who you are, what's being told, what you feel, your guidance and your angels are saying, no, this is supposed to happen. So forget what's going on now because what's going on now was created because of how you used to think yesterday, okay, which has created what's going on now. So we're talking about the cancer and that kind of stuff, our negativities and that kind of stuff have created something. But we start focusing on a different perception now will definitely change the outcome of tomorrow, and we'll be living something totally different, more positive because of reason I get so passionate about this whole thing because I've been going through this whole situation and I refuse to let go of it because it's one of those things because you might be the catalyst that actually points out to them, here's a person who's being genuine, being honest, who won't give up on their dreams. And maybe they'll look at themselves going, and neither should I. Just because I got this going on, that's what the doctors say. What do you feel in a situation? What do you feel with yourself and the audio resonating when you heard this news? You can't believe it. And I think that when you look at the situation, I've always said this before, that spiritual people or very intuitive people who actually do this kind of work or even the ideal, any kind of spiritual work, when we're with people who keep telling us certain things or feeding in the world, we have to really stay true to ourselves because they want to be more spiritual. They want to be more in that spiritual realm. They want to sit there and believe the impossible. Well, the only way they're going to believe that is to see it through us. So never give up on anything. Never give up, never give in. Anyway, I'm just saying, this person I really care about a lot. I hear a lot of things all the time, and sometimes I get my feelings hurt and that kind of stuff. But you learn a lot of things about yourself, too, that most people say things. They're just saying things. Like him, he's angry. I think the reason he's angry because he doesn't want to go anywhere either. He doesn't want to believe this. But I feel like right now he's got – see, the thing I don't like about his life in some ways, I would say, is because I see people around him that are giving him stuff. But at the same time, they're still feeding into the thing, sad eyes, comments, I'm sorry about your situation. So don't give him anything that can help him. At the same time, you're sitting – basically, you already got him in the freaking grave. And that's the thing I see about him. That's why I'm saying you need to keep doing what you're doing. Because realistically, I think the reason he's really resistant to you more than anything else is because he knows you're right.
Yeah, he's avoided calling me to let me know, so he doesn't know that I know that he's thinking this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I'm like giving him space and going, well, you know, I know that he's got a lot on his plate, you know, and I know that if he's thinking that way, he's thinking like, well, what do I have to do to make, you know, make amends and make final connections? And, you know, I can hear him thinking like, you know, life insurance and my son and this and all kinds of things that are going through his head, you know, because these things don't enter my head. I'm hearing his thoughts. So I'm giving him some space because he is overwhelmed and he is in pain and he's on pain meds and, you know, but at the same time, I don't want him to, you know, drown in it and do the poor me and there's nothing I can do thing, you know. So I have to pick my timing right when he's actually going to answer the phone and talk to me, you know, because I know that he knows what the way that I'm going to approach talking to him and he's not ready yet, you know. Because I've seen him other times when the last few weeks, some of the pain that he was going through, when he started getting stomach pain, and he's been losing a lot of weight. He's diabetic, and he had lost over like 80 pounds and gotten down. He's like 6'1.5", 6'2"-ish, and he had gotten down to about 170 pounds. But then in the last 6 months, he's been complaining that he's been losing too much muscle mass. And I was searching for things, thinking that it was his diabetic medication that actually burns fat off the body. And he wouldn't go to his doctor to switch medications. He says, oh, it helps my blood sugar. It's my blood sugar stable. So he has reasons to justify what he's doing and not change things that aren't working. So I was watching that. And then I found out about statins. I said, are you on statins? And I sent him all this information. And then a month after I sent it, he started looking at the side effects of Crestor, and all of his symptoms were the side effects of Crestor, which is a statin. So he wasn't listening to what I was saying, although it was impacting him to find it. He didn't head-on look at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he finally went into the hospital for, you know, the emergency room, and they're saying that it's cancer, so he's saying, well, it's not the statins, it's the cancer. It's like, well, the statins probably had a big piece in creating the cancer, you know. But by the time I came up, it was too late to stop the cancer. But he stopped the statins now, but it's, you know, it's not stopping the cancer. It's too late for that. But at least a lot of awareness went out on Facebook to his friends with all the postings that I sent out about statins. And if anyone's listening who's taking statins, you know, go to a website called Space Doc. DOC.com. He's an astronaut and a surgeon who was taking statins and has done a lot of research and 4 books on it and probably one of the foremost researchers on it. And people should know the side effects of statins and how it kills the mitochondria in the cells. It stops the body from being able to absorb CoQ10 in the process of it stopping the cholesterol from producing. It's too far at the beginning of the chain of things that have to happen in the body, and it stops too many things from functioning, and there's a litany of things, including Alzheimer's and brain memory loss and muscle loss and all kinds of things, all the things that he was experiencing that, you know, I'm sure was from the statins. But, yeah, so at least the information I sent out went out to a lot of his friends, and it'll create a chain of people stopping statins, but, you know. But he was so resistant to what was so obvious to me, and I'm thinking, this is coming into my awareness for me to give to you, and you don't even want to know. I didn't go looking for this stuff, you know. It's not for me, it's for you, you know. And here again, you know, somebody told me about Phoenix Tears, and I was researching it, and he's going, well, can't do medical marijuana at his work. He works in a government situation for he sends up rockets and things, so he works for companies that do that, and it's on Air Force Base, so he's not allowed to use medical marijuana. But I'm thinking, if he's thinking he's got 6 months to live, who cares what they say? You're not going to work anyway.
You know? Oh, no problem.
Take the freaking stuff and get well. So,
no,
yeah, I don't know. Hmm?
Yeah. No, all I wanted
what?
To do
I
was I have a better...
Oh, you're breaking up on me. I can't hear you. Beaks. Lost you again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
what I was going to say, but I got some more.
More. You got some more.
Oh,
you're going in and out.
Oh. It's so freaking jumpy.
I'm going to try and hear you from the computer. If you talk, I'm going to see if I can pick it up, you know, in a time delay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What I was saying was I wanted to go on some other callers.
Okay.
And it was really nice talking to you. And please call back again. And thank you for the night. And, oh, my gosh. And we'll be going on to... And well, thank you for calling tonight. You had a great, great night.
All right. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Listening
You're
and your input. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, let's go on to area code 313. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Michelle. I was calling about my friend. His name is Michael, and I was wondering what's his emotional state right now and what's his feelings going on with me and things like that, too. So kind of was wondering where he was at. I know there's some things going on with him. Yes.
Oh, I was saying, what did you say going on with him? Are you talking about how he feels about you, or is this...
Well, first of all, what's going on with him? Period. Don't have nothing to do with me. And then, how he feels about me.
Yeah. The one thing that I get the most is the idea. Stop trying to figure him out, okay? With the way he feels, that's a crazy... with him, it's kind of a crazy emotion on how to pick up on it because I just see a lot of confusion. I think it's also something else. You get it self-inflicted. Self-inflicted confusion is the idea of trying to figure everything out, do this, that, you know, thinking too much. I mean, when you look at the situation, you do get the impression that there's deep feelings here. But when you look, but it's like looking into his mind, it's like looking into a major highway. And it's a major traffic jam, too, as well. Do you have expectations of being more than just friends with this person?
Right now, that he's going through a lot of stuff. So right now, no, but I would like in the future.
Okay. Well, it's almost like a person who's actually taking any kind of feelings he has, the idea of suppressing those feelings. He's going through a lot of stuff, but like I said before, the reason I really came to me is the idea of don't try to figure him out because most of it is basically self-inflicted, and I think a lot of people need to understand what stress is about. Stress is what we create within ourselves. It has nothing to do with the world. The world is just something we use as an excuse. And keep control.
Yeah, because I try to feed him positivity all the time, and and I know he knows that it's coming. I'm straight positive, but he has, I don't know if it's from his past or what. It's so he got so many negative things going on in his head, and I'm like, hold up, you need to just have some faith here, and I'm not seeing it.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So I'm just saying, you know, anything. When you are in a situation of trying to help somebody with the idea of feeding them positive things all the time and there's still resistance to the situation, you just got to stop. The reason I say stop, it's the idea because you've already given him enough information so he can actually change if he chooses to. Right now he thinks it's like feeding into the world, you know? Everybody keeps feeding into the freaking world thinking it's going to be the solution when actually that's the thing that caused the problem in the first place. So, you know, to me, the situation really calls for you to take a step back from the whole thing, let him do what he's got to do. Because people can't really see you for who you are and the positive person you are until you're not there anymore. And then they start thinking about what's that quietness they realize it's you not being there anymore because the situation
and that's
where
true
they are,
because
they start pushing them.
That's true because I step back all the time. I step back. When he's on a tangent, I just step back, okay? Well, you work it out. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back. Which
yeah.
is, I don't know if that's good or bad.
See, the thing is driving me crazy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The thing is I know that when I'm worried about every freaking thing, everything has a hard time falling into place. And
mm-hmm.
then when I start focusing on the solution, which just happened recently because I was really ticked off about a situation I was going through, but I do notice that when I flow, there's a flow that happens to me. It's funny, you know. And it was like funny that money has a tendency to, or situations, or even working clients have a tendency to come when I least expect it. But there was one thing that what happened before it happened was I let go of the problem and say, okay, let's focus on the idea of what do I need at this moment or what do I want. And then, for some reason, it starts coming to me. It's when I'm sitting there going, I'm angry about these dumbass people that work here and the situation and plus what I'm living at and the idea of what they've done in the process of, I think it's an injustice. But in order to solve, I can sit there and focus on the injustice, but that's not the solution. How do we counteract
mm-hmm.
the situation? People, because if they're doing something that they're not supposed to do, if we focus into their perception, it's going to go their way. So when we start focusing
mm-hmm.
and walk away from the situation and go, okay, what is the solution? What's the solution for me? Not with the idea of correcting the problem, but what does it get for me? It's the idea of being around people I can't trust no longer. So the answer is basically go away, get away, go someplace where you can actually be in a more positive atmosphere. And that's what I'm focusing on. And I started thinking like that, and everything started getting better. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. I mean, because like I said, I step away often, and then he ends up back. So it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is that good that when I step away, then you come back? And then I have to step away again because you're still not listening.
So the point is the stepping away and listening to your intuition when a person does come forward. Just because I've offended this before with people before, they're going, well, me and this guy get back together. Who cares? Focus on you. In the process,
well, I do that.
I'm just look back in the past when you was focusing on your life of when this person correction is to get back to living your life. You're the example. He's going to see what you're doing for your own life, and he's going to do it for himself. That's what I said before. You can't do it for him, but you can definitely be a good example for him by the things you do for yourself. When you walk
okay.
away, don't walk away with a freaking perception that if you get back together, he's going to do it again. You walk away in the process of looking at the changes and expecting things to get better. If you expect things to get worse,
mm-hmm.
when you get back together, they'll get worse because that's what you're focusing on. You're being
okay, so feed positivity to myself about this.
Yeah, so what you do is you focus and walk away and say, no, I have faith that if I walk away, you're going to see it. And plus, the idea puts you back to...
I lost you.
What?
Hello? Well, I lost them. Let's see. Hello? I lost them. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm just saying walk away and have faith because that's, you know, the one thing I know about when you manifest things in your life, if people would watch The Secret, just for one thing, watching The Secret and realizing the one thing you need to do is let go of things. Because when you let
mm-hmm.
go, you're actually opening up the space so they can happen the way you want.
plus the idea of realizing how much control you really have and say, okay, you want to come back in my life, then there's nothing wrong with looking at somebody and going, have they really made the proper, you know, the proper things that they needed to do for themselves in order to be back in my life in the first place? Because if they're so negative as they were before, you sit there and say no. And see, when you say no, you're not allowing people to disrespect you. When you do that, then they have a tendency to respect themselves and realize what they really want, and then you'll get what you want with the situation and what you have between the two of you. I just feel like that very strongly. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying, let go of it, have faith, and visualize the outcome. You know, you guys, whatever you want, hugging, relationship-wise, that kind of stuff. I tell people all the time, don't put any kind of expectations of any timing on this situation. What do you want now? Not 6 months from now, not when the other situation is what's going on. Because you might be surprised, because things change very quickly. Like, I've seen people before, well, they're married, it's going to take 2 years. Da-da-da-da, shut up. Just shut up, man.
I want this to happen soon. I mean, soon. Get it together now.
Well, the idea, we also got to think about the idea. We're all looking for miracles. What are miracles? Things that defy reality. So quit focusing on reality. Who the hell?
And focus on miracles.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, do you see him overcoming his obstacles that he's self-inflicting? Just in his own personal self? Hello? Did I lose him? Something happened. Hello?
Hold on, I want to make sure. I don't know if it's working. About 6:9, 6:13. All right, I'll call you right back.
That was good advice, though.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello? Yes, how are you?
Yep. I'm good.
I'm just saying. It was the idea. I'm getting sick of this. It's like someone keeps taking my signal. Anyway, the situation is, it's saying flat out, okay? Just let go of the whole situation. It'll actually play out more in your face than you think.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank
that
you for calling.
That is awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night. Call back and let us know, okay?
You too. I will. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Where is
All right, guys. Let's go to... I'm trying to figure this out. All right. Let's go to area code 661. Hello. How are you?
Sir, psychic ex-journeyman. It's Brian Trivig.
Okay, say that one more time, because I got cut off by the lady telling me we only have so much time left.
I understand that. It's Brian Trivig. Wanted to say, I wanted to talk to you about your communication.
That's weird. How come I can't hear anything?
Can you hear me okay?
So I can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. Can you hear me right now while I'm talking?
Yes, I can hear you right now.
Okay. Here's the thing. When I like the show, I just want to tell you that if you call in to Blog Talk Radio using a cell phone, are you using a Skype or your cell phone?
Well, right now I'm using my phone until I have some other equipment coming in. It just hasn't showed up yet.
I just found a secret. If you call in, do your cell phone as the host, and then call in as a guest through Skype and host it that way, you have a totally better signal. Totally better signal. All your guests get the better signal than the host. And so you use your cell phone as the host phone, and then you call in as a guest and then host through that through Skype, and you got a totally better signal. Just use your phone as a host, and you just set it down and you mute it, you everything, and then you call in through Skype as a guest, and you have so better quality.
I'll have to try that. I'm looking for ways.
No, trust me. This is the one thing that has bypassed everything, and I don't even pay for Skype. I'm doing the free thing with Skype. I'm with Blog Talk. I've been doing shows for 2 years, and I finally found the secret to it all. And there's some other secrets I could tell you, but you've been doing this for so long though. That's why I wanted to tell you this, because this is something that is so wonderful that helps us all.
Oh.
And I want to help other people. And
that's how we
get.
I appreciate it.
I stumbled upon I also stumbled upon your show because it's spirituality and things like that. Are you a psychic that can help, you know, people move on, or what is? Tell us about your show.
I'm a psychic, medium, spiritual advisor. I work with angels, archangels. I do past life stuff. We talk about Atlantis from time to time, from the ideal past lives. I guess you would say my specialty is relationships. I do relationship counseling too as well, and life coaching. So, you know, I actually connect with other people on the other side from time to time and that kind of stuff too. I have a shop that I have downtown, and this is what I do. And yes, I was trying to figure
That's
out a way
beautiful.
To be better at the radio show, because I really want to help people with relationships, because I feel like right now the one thing I can't really dare deal with is because people are looking for physical connections and realize can't figure out why relationships are not lasting long, not realizing they're on a physical way, on an earthly way, where they're not going to last more than 6 months. And the idea of realizing the soul, the spirit, is what brings people together. And the idea of these crazy situations, like we just happen to meet each other. You know, your souls were screaming out for each other, and you finally crossed paths. Because I've seen, for example, I have this girl I really care about a lot, and the idea of how we met was she's been coming down to this town for like 17 years. I've been here for 6. Why did we just now connect? It's because that's when it's supposed to happen. So it's a spiritual connection. If it was just physical, it would have happened maybe at the wrong time, all these other things. But, you know, when you have a spiritual connection with people, you have a tendency to be more understanding of their ways and realizing that just because you're soulmates and twin flames doesn't mean you still don't have things to learn. And the idea of progression and spiritual growth and emotional growth, it's just that, okay, you've had past lives, but now it's time to come together. And what did you learn from those past lives? Maybe the idea of having what you've always wanted in this lifetime. And that's the thing we wanted to focus on the most, because I've asked people before, what comes first in a relationship? And almost everybody says physical. I'm like, no. You're looking for chemistry? You're looking for a physical connection? You know, realistically, who you are, the essence of who you are, is on a spiritual base, not a physical base. It's like sitting there saying, I have a Mustang, and that's who I am. No, that's just your transportation to get your point A
point B. That's what your physical body is. Your physical body is your transportation for the soul. And auras and chakras and those kind of things, it's the spirit actually eliminating an energy to protect the body. So that's what we always talk about, being balanced and connected and that kind of thing, that the body and the spirit, when they work hand in hand together, it's a phenomenal force. But if you focus on one or the other, then you're taking half of it out of the equation. That's why you only get half of a relationship, because the ideal growth and, you know, the spiritual part. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it's a beautiful thing. No, of course. It's a perfect balance. And I know you just moved into your live show, or your recording time, I should say.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to speak with you because I know you've been doing this for a long time, and I found a secret for you to do the show a lot better. Do you have a Skype? Do you use Skype at all?
I used to use it. Yeah, I do. Just solely doing the show. I had a headset and stuff. But you know, I'm going to give your. I'm going to take the suggestion you said and see what happens, because I did notice a difference when me and Christina were doing the show, my co-host, and she called in as a host, and I called in as a guest. It seemed to be somewhat better.
If you pay $3, it's $3 for 3 months, to where you could call into any number with Skype. It's $3, and I don't work with Skype or anything. I'm just saying that I pay $3 a month for Skype. $3 for 3 months for Skype, and I could call into my show as a guest, and it sounds so much better. It sounds exactly like this, and this is what you sound like when you're a host. You just mute your phone, your cell phone, and you do that. I mean, you miss on one call, but you're on the premium, to where you can have so many callers. I can only have 5 callers on my show every night, but that's fine. It sounds great. Trust me, all these little things. And you can have multiple audio tracks even though you don't pay. Yeah, I got a secret for that. Oh, yeah. I don't want to say anything. But, yeah, instead of just 3 tracks, you could have multiple tracks, even though you don't pay for Blog Talk. But I don't want to say that, the secret. But I will tell you, if you want to get involved, if you want to, you know, talk to me about it. But I think it's a great thing that you're doing. You've been doing this for 4 years. No, how long have you been doing this?
Since 2010, I guess.
Yeah, 4 years. And you've been exploring the paranormal kind of thing, more aspect of the psychic realm and things like that. I really appreciate you being on here and doing this stuff and exploring all that. And you have guests on your show, right? You have many guests on your show?
Well, we're going to start doing it again. It's just the idea of looking for, you know, I've had it before, and it was great. I like having guests, and we're going to start doing it again. Just seeing things. I guess we're sort of playing things out, and the idea, I have a new co-host, and I've gotten a lot of good reviews on her, so.
Christina? Well, she sounds wonderful. She looks beautiful. Looks great. And I...